Please welcome Glenn.
Good evening. So, my father was not musically inclined, but he was musical. He loved to sing constantly. He was whistling, singing. It didn't matter if there was a crowded room. It didn't matter if we were downtown. It didn't matter if we're in Macy's. And kind of like Rocky got used to, you know, the white noise, that's how it became. I mean, my dad would start singing, and I would love to look around at people because some people would scurry away. Others would just stare at him. Others would not even look at us and just kind of try to act normal, even though my dad was singing at the top of his lungs. And by the way, my dad could not sing very well, but he sang. So I got used to that, and it became sort of weird, but my whole life became like a musical because there was constantly something going on, and my dad was constantly singing about something. So I didn't know exactly how to handle that, but it was like the songs really didn't meet the circumstances most of the time, but still yet, he would belt one out. And of course, he was drinking, so I mean, he was, you know, a little bit plastered most of the time, but you know, that didn't stop him. And I was actually amazed at the amount of songs that this man knew. So, case in point, I was in first grade. How old are you in first grade?
Six or seven.
Six or seven, OK. So for some reason, well, it was my mom went to Reno. And so my dad dropped her off at the bus, and she caught the Greyhound bus to Reno. And so he was stuck with me. But it was OK because he had time off from the ship. So I don't know why, but he decided that we were going to go to the ship. And it was kind of late. I should have been in bed, but I think it was a Friday, so it didn't matter because it was Saturday. And I wanted to go anyways because I just like to go with my dad. I couldn't go on board with him. He said, you can just wait in the car. Just have to do a couple things. I'll be right out. I said, okay. So he did something that he wasn't supposed to do. He pulled the chain off the pier, and he drove up on the pier because he wanted to make it quick, and he didn't want me to leave me parked out on the other end of the pier, so he just drove up to the ship, and he left the motor running, and he went up the gangplank. And so I was just sitting there in the car, and I thought, getting a little bored, and he kept looking up. I didn't see him, so I did what I usually do. I got up, and I was playing with the steering wheel. And my dad always used to take me out. There was this big lot that he took me to, and he'd have me stand, you know, between his legs, and I would drive the car, you know, and he'd push the gas, and he'd tell me where the gas and the brakes were and stuff. But I never shifted the gears. But he, you know, let me drive around the parking lot. So that's what I used to do. I was just pretending like I was driving, and it didn't dawn on me that the car was running. So I'm sitting there playing, and then I decide, oh, I'm going to shift the gears just like Dad, right? So I grab a hold of the lever and bam, and the car starts moving. And so I'm standing there driving down the pier very slowly. And I go, oh, Dad! And I start screaming, Dad, Dad, Dad! And I hear this sound coming over from the left of me. My dad is kind of jogging along the length of the ship, and he's yelling at me, brake, brake, brake! And so the only thing I could think of was parking brake, but I thought, I'm not parked. No, I need to step on the brake. And I knew where the brake was, but there was a problem. I was very small. So I kind of sat down, and I reached down with my foot and hit it hard, except I didn't hit the brake. I hit the gas. And for some strange reason, I could hear my dad going, shit! And then for some strange reason, I didn't take my foot off the gas. And it just, and I'm sitting there going, I didn't know what to do because I couldn't see what was going on, right? Because I still had my foot on the gas. And then I hear this plunk. My dad had jumped off the side of the ship and landed on the pier. And he got to me just as I hit the end of the pier. And I remember I went, bam, and I bumped up off the seat and went back down. And then I felt the car lurching forward. Well, very slowly lurching forward like this. And apparently the front wheels had gone over the edge, and I was the car was slowly going into the water. Anyway, so my dad ran over, threw the door open, grabbed me, threw me out of the car, And the car was still moving, and I remember looking at it, and I could see the rear end coming up, and my dad jumps on the rear end and says, "Hey, hey, help, help, help," like that. And a couple sailors came running down the pier. The CO came running down the pier. About five Marines came running down the pier, jumped off the ship, and came running, but it was too late. And I remember my dad was holding on, and then he just stepped back, and the car just went and my dad just standing there. The CO comes up to him and stands next to him. And he says, "Harry." My dad says, "Yes, sir." He said, "You know what? You're in big trouble. I have to tell the old man." And my dad says, "Yes, sir." The Marines are standing there. Everybody was solemn. We're all standing there, looking down at the bubbles coming up. And my dad just says, "Oh, God." And then he looks up, and he says, "God, that moon's beautiful." And I look up at the moon, and then my dad just takes off. "Fly me to the moon, and let me sit upon a star. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter or Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with song, and I will sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I cherish and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you." Silence. The guys just stood there looking at him. My dad reached in his back pocket, broke all the rules, pulled out a bottle of whiskey, and took a big swig. Said, "Come on, son, we got to get you home." But that was my dad. A song for everything. Didn't matter. He was going to the brig. He was busted. Didn't matter. There was a song. That was my pops.